MSO News giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Friday, April 5, 2024, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore, and today's headlines, Friday cleanup after a Thursday storm, a plan in Swampscott for the Hawthorne by the Sea property, and the Lieutenant Governor touts the role women are playing in state government.
I'm Bill Newell, and later in sports, a very successful North Shore coach is saying goodbye to the North Shore. Rick?
All right, thank you, Bill. Cloudy, mid to upper 40s today, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 8:45 a.m. and 9:24 p.m. The North Shore is drying out after 2 days of rain and 24 hours of strong winds and even higher wind gusts. There were reports of coastal flooding and road closures in many of the usual spots. Gloucester High School was without power part of the day yesterday. And the town of Nahant was hit with a town-wide outage for about 5 hours as the town lost power just after 8:30 in the morning. Salisbury Beach sustained high water coastal damage with the pounding surf resulting in more beach erosion. Cities and towns reported trees down, including a good-sized tree on High Street in Newburyport. Below we have photos from Lynn, where a portion of a roof was blown off an apartment building, and residents were forced to evacuate due to rain coming into the structure. One of the North Shore's iconic properties is the Hawthorne by the Sea restaurant property in Swampscott. The town now owns the waterfront property, and this week the town presented some ideas to the select board on how to create a vibrant multi-use public space. The space could include a new multi-use library structure. This is Swampscott Town Administrator Sean Fitzgerald.
Really, you know, have boiled this down into some key findings. So the design of the site, you know, we wanted to design a park that really people would be excited about. We wanted to have a site that celebrated this wonderful sense of place, this waterfront experience that is known over generations to Swampscott families and friends and visitors. We wanted to have an anchor that really tied the community together. This is the historic area where Olmsted actually designed the roads, one of the country's greatest landscape architects. So to have this culminate in a presentation right on the waterfront was really important. We also wanted to enhance accessibility. And that accessibility is not just so that everybody can go there, but we wanted to make sure that it was going to be 12 months out of the year, not just the warm months.
Fitzgerald adds that whatever plan moves forward, it will be fiscally responsible.
The work we've done over the last few years has really put the town in a position to really balance a lot of these broader responsibilities. But this project will help us ensure that 50% of this area will be preserved as green space. Design and building will be part of the landscape, and a program will be established for year-round use and really help balance, you know, the need for a vibrant Humphrey Street, but also those special community events and art and culture and all the things that I think folks would want to see as we kind of think about the quality of life for current and future generations.
Marzi Galaska, Director of Community and Economic Development, told the audience the plan should have broad appeal to the community.
You can really see that by pushing down some of the access to the shoreline and pulling up the structures that would really create additional views, have better street presence that really create a landscape or create a project that would draw people into the site and really create a range of activities and functions. These concept drawings really align or created a shared goal of creating a beautiful landscape that would really appeal to everybody and will be utilized by the entire community.
We have links on this post to the presentation with data and drawings for additional information. Also, later in North Shore Today Extra, you can hear from Select Board on some of their comments and questions on the proposed project. The Peabody-Logan Express bus service is looking to move to Danvers. Caroline Enos reports in today's Salem News that Massport is looking to move the bus service from the North Shore Mall parking lot area to an unused parking lot behind the Danvers Police Station. Saugus Town Manager Scott Crabtree is asking the town for additional money to fund park repairs. The Daily Item is reporting today that Crabtree has heard from residents that park and playground maintenance is needed to bring back the facilities to their original status. Crabtree adds that the work is never done fast enough for some people. And finally, former Salem Mayor and Lieutenant Governor Kim Driscoll spoke this week about the number of women that are serving important roles in the Healy-Driscoll administration.
We're really grateful and proud to be the first two females elected to lead the coroner office in Massachusetts. That made that for us was a nice milestone, but like winning the election is not the victory. The victory is like building a really strong team who can carry out an agenda that we really care about, consistent with the values of Massachusetts. And look what we've got here. You've got half the cabinet here. And I feel really fortunate that we work with some just like superstars, real opportunities for us to leverage talent, hard work, strength of various experiences. Every single one of the individuals who are a cabinet secretary did not come up through some traditional pathway that you're meant to be a cabinet secretary. And that's purposeful. Bringing a broad coalition together can help us get better at governing, can help us get better at being competitive, can help us ensure that we're being equitable as we think about the work ahead, and can certainly build the affordability components when we think about the housing needs, what's happening with childcare, how do we develop the workforce and a pipeline. Those are key issues in people's lives, and you want the best talent.
That's Lieutenant Governor Kim Driscoll. Sports with Bill Newell next, followed by North Shore Today Extra.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
If you're a soap bar user and you're always annoyed by the fact that when you use your entire bar, you're stuck with this little sliver of soap that you don't know what to do with, hold on, because I think I have the solution for you. It's always a pain to have that little sliver of soap that we didn't really know how to use but didn't want to waste and throw away. So we invented this cute cube-shaped soap bar that then you can place your old little soap sliver right into. There's a carved out X in the center of the bar that then you can place your old soap sliver into. You just break up that little sliver into pieces that are two or three and it fits right inside. And bam, now you've got a brand new soap bar and you didn't have to waste anything. If that's something you're interested in and you want to support a sustainable small business, then head on over to our shop at exobath.com. You can buy one for yourself or give it as a gift. It ships anywhere in the United States and you can get 20% off your first order.
Click on to the Exobath banner at the top of our website.
This is MSO Sports, bringing voice to the North Shore. The Bruins picked up a 4-1 win over the Hurricanes last night, winning goaltender Jeremy Swayman after the game.
I think it's a great momentum booster for our team, you know, going into this last stretch and preparing us for what's to come, and really happy with how the guys have responded from travel and in these late season games. So really exciting to see the way we're pushing right now.
The Celtics were off. They'll host the Kings tonight. The Red Sox were also off last night. Their West Coast road trip continues tonight in California against the Angels. The Salem News has selected their high school skier all-stars. The skiers of the year are Josh Harmon of St. John's Prep and Amanda Schneider from Masconomet. Well, with the sun coming back out today, there are some high school baseball, softball, and lacrosse games on the schedule for this afternoon. Ipswich girls lacrosse coach Stacy Lawrence is leaving the area to relocate to Texas with her husband to be closer to her family. She leaves Ipswich after 4 years. They've won three straight titles now, including last year's perfect 23-0 season. Those accomplishments are something that you really never think are possible when you started 4 years ago.
I mean, I definitely not something that you think is an actual reality, right? I think any coach would dream of being able to have even just one state title, and the fact that I have been blessed with a program and with kids who have allowed us to go to three back-to-back-to-back state titles is pretty amazing. I would have never thought that I would have done it this young, being only 26. Like, it's quite unique in terms of circumstances, and I am very blessed, and I never would have thought when I started coaching that this would be where I would be at this point of my life.
Ipswich volleyball coach Stacy Lawrence. This is North Shore Today, giving voice to the North Shore, the area's only daily news and sports podcast. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell, hoping you have a great Friday, a great weekend. And don't forget, North Shore Today Extra is next, and the focus is on the Hawthorne by the Sea property in Swampscott. This is MSONewsSports.com.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
This is North Shore Today Extra, and today we're featuring some extended question and answers with that presentation in Swampscott regarding the property where the restaurant Hawthorne by the Sea has been located, now owned by the town of Swampscott. So you heard some of the you've got links on this post to the presentation, some of the photos, the renderings of what's possible for this presentation. So now let's go back to the question and answer portion of the Select Board meeting. Peter Spellio speaks now. He's a member of the Select Board in the town of Swampscott. Feel free to stay with this discussion or jump out whenever you need to. But here's some of that discussion from earlier this week.
To just view the presentation as a dry run ahead of tonight. So what I thought was really important in that is that this is an idea. It's an idea. It's an idea for 15,000 residents to react to. And I think the important thing about the process here is that whether that has been one or 100 meetings to date, there's going to be many more to come to give people a chance to comment on ideas. I think what I heard from a lot of people is the meetings that we did have were difficult because it was hard to grasp any one concept. It was hard to feel as though you're responding to any one thing. Here are three versions of open space. Which one do you like better? Well, how do I know which one I actually like better? Do I want a big building, a small building? Do I want parking or I don't want parking? Do I want more green space, less green space? And it becomes very difficult in those environments, notwithstanding the fact that so many people came, that the boards for months sat in town hall, and by the hundreds, people voted with their stickers, quite literally, on things and gave comments. And the survey results have more survey results than any single initiative that we've worked on in the town since my 9 years being here. It's still not enough because I don't think there was enough presented for people to say, yep, this is it, let's do it, we're done. Instead, I think what we have here is the next step, an idea. It may end up on the editing room floor, right? Or it may evolve into a better version of this, or it may sit as the Hawthorne restaurant. Future boards, the town is going to decide that well after I'm gone. But I think what's really important here is that this slide says very clearly, and I know that you only had a minute to see it, so that's why I wanted to put it back up there, that this is about getting the feedback. Sean skipped over it, but Sean just confirmed there is going to be a community forum later this month or beginning of May.
We highlighted the community forums because we actually want to get feedback. We want to continue to evolve this preliminary concept and really help it reflect the highest and best hopes for the town. But we did work with a world-renowned architectural and planning team. We've had the best of professional assistants to try to pull together a very complicated array of expectations. And that's still evolving. And what I want folks to really appreciate is that these things do take a little bit of time, but we're working through this process, and I do think that we're at a junction point where we can pause and get some more input and really answer some questions.
So let me, and I want to now answer the other questions because I think you're asking great questions, which is I'm glad we had a chance to talk about that earlier today. This is not cheap. Nothing good's cheap. Open space isn't cheap. Well done. Open space isn't cheap. Do you mind stop sharing at this point? And so I think, and Sean, the conversation this morning, you were very clear about one of the reasons the library is such an ideal use to bring here is because, number one, it is multi-generational, but even more important, let's just talk dollars and cents. It is already open and staffed. It's operational. It's there. The doors are open. It can support things, as opposed to creating something new, an infrastructure that the town doesn't have today and probably can't afford to do. We have an infrastructure. We have an amazing library staff that is there and supporting. Number two, the state has we are such a lucky state to have such a robust library building program, akin to the MSBA for schools. We are so lucky. So many states do not have anything close to what we have in terms of what we're willing to invest in this. And so that matters because that's going to be state dollars. But the truth is, and Sean, you were pretty candid about this morning, I don't think anything like this happens without public money. And I don't think I don't think it's probably going to happen without private money. I think the price tag we talked about this morning was, in today's dollars, about $30 million. It is not cheap to do. Now, Sean said this morning, and I said, I didn't like the comparison, but, you know, it's a fraction of what we paid for the new school, a third. And so I've come to sit with that all day and said, no, it's actually not a bad comparison if you think about it. I mean, everything's expensive now. So this is expensive, but everything's expensive now. So that's the price. And I think I actually called someone in town who does quite a bit of site work to really understand what this would do so that we could understand and feel good about numbers. There's so much work to be done here. So is it $30 million? Is it $40 million? Is it $20 million? No one knows. No one would know at this point. I think $30 million is a good number to sleep with right now. But what the final project is, who knows? Who knows what the final project is? Something like this. I would like to just, any other questions that you didn't have answered, but I kind of want to share my comments, which is I appreciate the seriousness in which you look at things. It makes me sad that you start the sentence after seeing something like this by saying, I'm concerned. So I'm going to just say, I'm hopeful. So I'm just going to say, I'm hopeful. This is exactly what we need, meaning need hope. We need vision. We need ideas. I don't know what the final idea is going to be, right? But if we don't, buying the Hawthorne site was audacious. Swampscott hadn't spent, respectfully to some comments earlier tonight, if everybody knows what are the nice-to-haves and the must-haves in community building, I really would like the manual, because there is no manual, right? We did nothing in this community, and we had high taxes. And we didn't build community, but recently we've been building community. And we've been making people realize that you deserve a $100 million elementary school. Our kids deserve it. Stanley wasn't as nice as you think. Hadley isn't as nice as you think. We deserved it, and we built community. And we're continuing to do this. This may end up being as mundane as Red Rock Park in Lynn. A sidewalk walking around it with a couple of benches, and you can watch people play fetch with their dogs. That's what the final vision could be here. Who knows? That's someone besides me is going to make that decision. But you're never going to get to the vision by starting with talking about the reasons we shouldn't do something. You don't need to talk yourself out of something that's not a possibility. So let's start with the possibility. What if we could do this? What if we could build something that would be the envy of every community and have it be a place that's the most welcoming place, a library, that whether or not you had kids and wanted to play with them or you wanted to be outside, you could sit in a reading room and look at the ocean and read a book. You could come use the computers like you do now in the library, but you're doing it in a place. Again, I appreciate we've got to ask all the tough questions, and I'm confident we're going to ask all the right questions, and the future board is going to be. But I appreciate that we're starting from a place of hope, and I'm glad that you recognize this is going to be a 7-plus-year period. This is not – we bought a once-in-100-year property. To do anything quick would be, in my view, a fundamental mistake, because you're not going to do it right. It takes time. And so I appreciate your acknowledgement of that and the challenges of doing it slow. The last thing I'm just going to say is I really appreciate HDR and the team. I appreciate the fact that you recognize, yes, revenue is important. Yes, other things are important. But you came up with a type of architecture that functionally allows the entire site to still be open space. A type of architecture that welcomes people to climb on it, to walk over it. If you've been to Seattle, Olympic Park in Seattle is a great example where we're trying to say, how are we going to get people from downtown to the ocean when you have to cross highways and railroad tracks? And so what they did landform masses over the entire thing. You don't even know that there's highways or railroad tracks there. You walk it. You walk it. Walk over hills. And it made these utilitarian things, these things that are not as exciting part of the landscape here. And so the idea, I don't know how you do it. I'm not an architect. The idea, though, that the top of the building can be outdoor space and approachable and accessible, I think finds that right balance. So I think it's a great start. Again, others besides me are going to decide the direction from this, but I am very happy with the fact that we're starting from the idea of hope and opportunity, and then, you know, we're going to ask the tough questions, and there's going to have to be some realities of things. But we're starting from a good place to at least take the next phase of this community process. So thank you to staff and HDR.
Thanks, Peter.
So I don't envy HDR's position here, because I attended both of the forums, and it was, number one, very difficult to get an opinion in edgewise, and that's sort of why I sit on this board, is to have an opinion. So to take the community opinion and put it out there, but I found it very difficult in those forums to be, number one, comfortable enough to say what your personal opinion was, because there were really strong personalities almost at every table who were pushing very different ideas. And if you went from table to table, one was 100% open space, you couldn't even say any way otherwise, and one was almost exclusively, where's the revenue? How are we paying for this? And so when I left there, I thought I'm more confused than when I entered the room, right? Because it's very clear that the community wants different things, or so I thought. But what if we could have it all? What if we could, what if it's an and, not an or? What if it's a, you know, additive, right? Not subtracting. To me, I have to agree that, I mean, we are heavy library users in the Phelan family, and my mother-in-law takes my kids there, and my husband's always there, and he's always on interlibrary loan taking things out. And I mean, there's nothing more equalizing than the library. You don't need to have funds. You don't need to. It's not classist. It's not. It's like the epitome of equitable, right? And so, what a wonderful beacon for Swampscott to say, like, all are welcome here, whether you're from here or not, to use the library, a public space, and then also putting in a way that we can sustain that public space to be 21st century, 22nd century, 23rd century space by having revenue built into it, having a collaboration with our partners across the street to say, okay, so you want a function that's not going to fit on the Hadley platform. Well, community doesn't want Hadley to get any bigger, right? We don't want screaming, raging rooftop parties at Hadley. The neighbors don't want it. We want to preserve Linscott Park. We don't want to see tents on Linscott Park. We want to see that preserved for what it's meant to be. Well, where else can we go? So instead of saying no, let's try to find a new angle. And I think that's what HDR tried to do. I think they tried to take a lot of what seemed to be head-butting ideas, right, coming at it, and say, okay, let's flip them on their head and see if we can't put them all together. When I first saw it, I thought, like, how incredible that the building actually exemplifies the views. And then I thought, oh, now in the winter, when you go to that spot, maybe you'll be angled a little bit from that really harsh breeze that comes on the water there. So you actually might be able to be outside there during the winter. Just some real smart, that's why we hired them, I guess, so good on us, but just some real smart uses of the space that make it a 12-month use outside of the building itself. So I'm excited to have this conversation. It is a conversation. We still have a lot of partners to speak to on this. I know I've reached out to the Board of Library Trustees to have a conversation. We haven't connected yet. I hope we'll do that next month to start talking about. I also want to mention, Sean did mention this, but this is a decades-long process, right? So, like, we can't just sit here and do nothing with that building. We have to start pointing in a direction and going somewhere. But that doesn't mean we just stop doing the things we have to do at our library. That's a municipal building that's not going to go anywhere. If it's not a library in 10 years, fantastic, but it's going to be something that we have to do with that space. So it wouldn't make sense for us to drop the ball there. So I hope that, I know that, but just to say it out loud, that Max and others are prioritizing the library and making sure that the things that need to get done in the library are getting done. And then finally, I do think that we've highlighted it, and we'll say it again. I think this has been one of the most public processes that we have had. Always room to improve. It's not just a process that happened in two meetings. It happened in surveys. It happened in my son putting a sticker on the Ferris wheel at town hall saying that's what he wanted. It happened, like, there were a lot of other things other than those two meetings that happened to engage the public. I hope that all of those things will continue to happen so that way you don't have to physically show up someplace and have an opinion in a room where you maybe don't feel welcome or don't feel like your opinion is the best opinion, but you still want to have it. Make people comfortable to have their opinions again. It can be very difficult in this climate sometimes to raise your hand and have an opinion because you're afraid of the backlash. And it's been great that we've done other things like surveys and at town hall, which are a little bit more hold a little bit more anonymity so that people can have feelings without being vulnerable. So I hope we continue to do that and not just have public meetings, but also invite folks who are a little less comfortable than maybe the five of us to continue to have feedback.
I'm happy to give my feedback. And certainly there's going to be time for the board to provide additional feedback based upon community comments. This is the start of the process. You know, I've traveled all around the country, and libraries are truly the heartbeat of so many towns. I've worked in publishing for probably 7 years, and I've gone around and I've visited hundreds of libraries all across the country, and they are the heartbeat of towns, they're the soul. And I think that anything that we can do to help support our public library is something that we should be doing. It's an investment. It's an investment in our current, and it's an investment in our future, and it's an investment in literacy and education. And there's so many positives around libraries. I love the landform architecture. I love it. I think it really fits in nicely. Just this initial concept really fits in nicely from the street. So as you're walking along Humphrey Street, you know, it the building doesn't seem large and out of place because it is dug into the ground, which I really like, and I like the ability, you know, the playfulness with the design concept where you can go on the roof. I know my kids would certainly enjoy that, and so will so many children of today and future generations can enjoy this. The town's making a considerable investment. I mean, it's looking at investing in much needed infrastructure. We haven't done this. We haven't made these types of transformative investments. You know, when we met, you know, at the Hawthorne restaurant and had that initial kickoff, a year and a half ago now. I mean, this is a plan. This is a project. This is something that we're looking at for the next 50 to 100 years. I mean, this is truly what it is that we should be doing. We should be having and taking these big, hairy, audacious goals and ideas and visions and bringing them to the public. We do deserve it. We do deserve nice things. We can have nice things. We can do it. You know, but also this is something that's going to be so positive from a business development and in a community development perspective. You know, our businesses on Humphrey Street need this. This is going to bring much needed foot traffic to that Humphrey Street corridor, to our little restaurant row that is certainly, you know, thriving, you know, post COVID. You know, we have outdoor dining. You know, now we need to bring additional foot traffic, additional folks from around town and from the region onto Humphrey Street to help, you know, realize and enjoy, you know, everything that our town has to offer. You know, this concept is going to be revenue generating. You know, if there's the ability to play the new hotel, the new Delamar Hotel, with a potential event space that allows us to not only have meetings in a nice area, but also to have, you know, weddings or other special events, that's going to be a significant revenue driver for the town of Swampscott. Just to walk into, just as a matter of reference, to walk into the Boston Public Library and have an event is something along the lines of $30,000. I don't know if we'll be able to get 30 grand in little old Swampscott, but it could be a substantial sum of money. That's not why we're doing it, but it is certainly a component and something that should be considered as we move forward. But most importantly, I think this keeps the promise that that this board made, and that was discussed when we acquired this property. And we, you know, we had, you know, numerous conversations, but we looked at really having that open space, having that green space, having those native plantings, and really doing something that was extraordinary. And I think, you know, when I was at these, you know, these numerous events, you know, like Katie, it was certainly overwhelming. You'd have one person saying, you know, revenue, 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 and another person saying no revenue, another person saying buildings, buildings, and another person saying open space. And I do think that this vision does help us really have it all, and is certainly the start of the process and not the end. Thanks.
Mr. Chairman, can I just, you remind me, you mentioned Delamar, and just for those that don't know it by name, Delamar is the hotel group, which is doing the boutique hotel at Hadley School. We have Katie, myself, and Pete Kane, and I think that's it from staff. We have weekly calls with Delamar just to advance the process. They're starting their due diligence during April vacation while the kids are out of the school, so they can go into school in a safe place and do physical due diligence. There's legal documents, et cetera. So we have weekly calls just like anybody would, just to do status things. It wasn't until this morning that we actually, Pete Kane actually shared with Delamar for the first time this plan. So while there are synergies, I also want people to know that, you know, what's happening at the Hadley is actually really independent from this. I'm sorry, I said this morning, yesterday morning was the conversation with Delamar. We asked to get back on a call today with them 24 hours later to let them sit with it for 24 hours just to come back to us and say, hey, like, is there anything, like, did we just step on your toes of what you want to do? Did we do something good? Are we on a path? And nothing's perfect. I mean, but I do want to, and Charles Mallory is the head of Delamar, and is the one that addressed the town, the select board meeting that night, but he was effusive, and he... my read of it was that he was more concerned that he would be underwhelmed by what we did and that he would say, huh, okay. And he's quite the opposite. I think that's important just to note because I think we need to find the synergy with everybody, not just Delamar. We need to find the synergy with the other residents and businesses on Humphrey Street. But I did want to share that we did have that conversation with Delamar, and we did have a follow-up conversation today, and they came back effusive and happy to roll up their sleeves and partake of it. They know it's a community process, just like their hotel is a community process. So that was just a conversation I wanted to make sure people know that we did connect with them this week to update them as well. And I'm sure they're now a stakeholder as well, so they'll partake in future conversations with everyone.
A discussion at the Swampscott Select Board meeting on the future of the property where the Hawthorne-by-the-Sea restaurant is located in Swampscott. That property, of course, now owned by the town of Swampscott. North Shore Today Extra, providing voice for the North Shore here on MSONewsSports.com.